grateful for something. What does it feel like when you're holding your pet and they're loving you unconditionally and you're loving them back? Whatever that feels like when you're taking in that breath, if you hold that space, that will be able to help you maintain a sense of peace, a sense of calm, and a sense of coherence, which is meaning your mind and your heart are connected and they are on one accord or in sync with one another. And I think that's something just to really keep in mind. So if you think about taking in a deep breath and then you go to your heart space and think of appreciation, think of love, joy, gratitude. As you're centering in that space, to know that you're loved. And to release that.
Give you a very warm feeling.
Yes. And you can do that anywhere. You can be dry. I mean, not closing your eyes, but I mean, just thinking about going to that heart space. You could be in the grocery store, standing in line and getting impatient because the person in front of you is, you know, whatever, however long the line is. And instead of getting frustrated about having to be there, think about the fact that you have funds to pay for what you're buying, and maybe the person in front of you may not. So instead of getting upset with that, being in that space, just go to gratitude. I'm grateful that I could stand here in this moment. I'm grateful that I'm not in a wheelchair. Somebody has to, you know, take me to the grocery store. I'm grateful that I'm able to just be here in this moment. In that space of gratitude, can really help you stay in that space of calm. Something I'd like to bring up here that I think is really important. Our bodies has its own rhythm. And so in the beta state is where we are when we are normally awake, our normal engagement and activity. But the alpha state is where we are calm and relaxed. But if we stay in the beta state all the time, you know, I just say, so 8 hours a day, if we are awake 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, and we're in that space, then we really stay in a stressful state. But if we could find some time throughout the day to go into a meditation, a quiet, or listening to our favorite song, going into that alpha state, we could find calm and relaxation. It's really helpful. It helps us to stay healthy. A meditation or just taking a relaxing break to just reflect on, you know, life as it is, accepting life for the way it is instead of the way we want it to be. When we get into theta, we're in that deep relaxation, daydreaming. And then, of course, delta, when we're in our deep sleep. But I'm bringing this up is because I think it's important to recognize that coming out, finding ways throughout the day to come out of beta, out of that stressful state, just out of constantly in our heads, to find the time to go to that alpha state where we can relax. When we do that, the more we do that, the more we can find less stress in our lives, the more we can become healthier, create healthier habits, basically. So it's encouraging to be able to take the time to, even if it's just however long your favorite song is, decide I'm gonna pick a time of day that I'm gonna listen to my favorite song at least once a day. And how happy that will make you feel, then you'll find another song maybe to add to that list. And maybe by the end of the week or the end of the month, you might have four songs that you just decide, okay, I'm gonna listen to these songs. And notice how it makes you feel. And the more you do that, the more you are nourishing your nervous system. And when you nourishing your nervous system helps you to be calm when situations come up that you can't control. You're practicing and giving your body a chance to learn how to handle that fight or flight state. And when you really need to fight or flight, you'll be prepared because you're building that muscle. by practicing.
Nancy, I'm not sure whether you are there right now or not, but I know you go walking in the morning with we have three people that walk early in the morning. Suzanne walks early in the morning, and Neil walks at different times, morning, day, down caves. But what are some things, do you notice or think about your breathing when you have a scary situation like a bear occurring along your path?
You know, it's funny that you just asked me to speak right now, because I'm such a glorious day outside right now. And I just, unfortunately, I live 5 minutes from the beach here in Nanaimo. So I just walked down to the beach to mail some Christmas cards. And now I'm walking uphill to the mountain, because I'll get to look over at the ocean and see the mountains and everything. So I was just listening to what Johnny was saying, and it is so true about music and what it does, because, you know, I listen to a lot of meditation music every day, and I get up early, and I love walking and being outside, and I'm really, really aware. Like, it's not very often I listen to the radio, say when I'm driving, but if I turn it on, it'll agitate me more than anything. So I'll switch over to listening to like some spiritual teachings or whatever. And I just have been thinking, as I've been listening to everybody, like there's a Ray Charles song, which I just absolutely love. I can't think of the title right now, but I can feel it run through my body. I can feel the energy, and I know that I have the opportunity to connect in my heart at any time I choose to. So if I'm, you know, if I'm out in the mall or something, or standing in that grocery line that she was speaking to, then I can put my thoughts into something, and then I can choose to hear what I want to hear in my head, to be in that heart space and just to be calm and relaxed. So to be outside right now and to be hiking up the mountain, to look out to the ocean, to see your side of Vancouver, and knowing that I can pull in different sounds into my head, like this Ray Charles song, I can't think of the title of it, but I can hear it playing in my head. And one of the reasons it meant so much to me is when I was married, you know, I would be downstairs, say, in the house doing whatever, and my husband would be upstairs doing whatever, and we would be playing his music, and this one particular song would come on, and he'd come flying down the stairs, and then we'd waltz in the kitchen together and not say anything, just waltz and then kiss each other, give each other a hug, and then he'd go back to what he was doing, and I'd go back to what I was doing, and it is such a beautiful memory. Music is so powerful. And like she was saying, like, it's just a way to calm your heart and your mind and get into a space of gratitude. And so I think that when I'm on the trails and I come across the bears when I'm walking dogs, I think because I spend so much time in meditation and doing things to be centered from my heart through gratitude and that, I think it all feeds to that ability to be calm when a stressful situation does come up, because it's my practice to stay connected in my heart. So
it scares me to death. But maybe when you talk about your heart has a rhythm, because you're doing that the bear, she'll be walking the dogs, and she sees a bear, and she takes a knee, and the dogs come to her, and they stay quiet. So there's something in her heart that must resonate with the dog's heart. And then the bear comes along, and it's like, Mama Bear says, "Oh, hi," and keeps on walking. So maybe it's the rhythm of your heart that connects with them.
That's so
good. Yeah. I think it's just, I just really truly believe it's just a blessing and a gift, because. And I just have this connection to the bears, and like, you know, I've had experiences where I've been driving down the highway, you know, either as a driver or passenger on highway speed, and I've just known when to look up or when to look over, and there's an eagle or there's a, you know, a bear or something. I had an experience one time when I was driving with my husband, and I was a passenger, he was driving. We're on this busy highway. And I had my head down because I'd been reading out loud to him. And all of a sudden I said, oh, stop, there's a bear. And he's like, what are you talking about? I said, I know there's a bear back there. So we pulled off to one side and wasn't anybody around. And we backed up. And sure enough, I was just like, you know, if you just look over there, you know, 12 o'clock, you know, a few, you know, 100 meters back. And sure enough, there was a bear. So it's just a gift that the universe has bestowed upon me. And I'm so grateful for it because I just get called to look up and look over and then I get to commune and connect with the wildlife. It's quite fascinating, actually.
That is fascinating. I was like, we've only seen possums where I walk, no bears. I would not want to see a bear.
That is fascinating, though. Yeah, Nancy, I would say I bless you that you are in tune with self. That is a blessing. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're on an island?
I live in on Vancouver Island in British Columbia. So Charlotte lives in Vancouver, in the Lower Mainland. And then I live across the pond, as they say, in a city called Nanaimo. So I'm in the center of Vancouver Island. So we have the choice to go north or south. And yeah, it's beautiful. And today, like I say, in this particular moment, the sun's out. And like Charlotte said, it snowed a couple of days ago, but now we're almost at summer.
I've been on where she lives in Vancouver. That was years ago.
Vancouver is beautiful.
It is beautiful. Yeah.
I have incorporated a song in one of my recent poems. It's about 3 minutes long. You know my Yellow Umbrella song, Charlotte?
I can't remember the tune. I can remember having heard it, but no.
Yes.
Who said, well, yes? Somebody said yes.
I'd love to share it with Johnny because it's very much in tune with what she's teaching today. And it's called The Yellow Umbrella. May I?
Certainly.
The Yellow Umbrella. The gloom of the morning cloud set the mood of the day. I sat at the bus stop, huddled against the cold morning wind, bemoaning the fact the gray gloom permeated all. It had rained all night, settled into a drizzly morning mist, occasionally expanding into a miniature cloudburst that chilled the bones and mimicked the heaviness that gripped my heart. The useless effort with diet and exercise to regain my health, the frustration and seemingly impossible task to achieve my financial goals. The gloom of the day was a perfect match for my resident misery in my mind. Down the street, a ray of yellow sunshine emerged from the swirling morning mist. A bright yellow umbrella carried by a child of indeterminate age, dressed in a bright yellow raincoat with matching cap and boots. A miniature version of a warm, loving son intent on stomping up the biggest puddle splash. And as she splashed, she sang, "Sing a song of sunshine, be happy every day. Sing a song of sunshine, you'll chase the clouds away. Be happy every moment, no matter what you do. Just sing a song of sunshine and let the sunshine through." Splash, 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 she splashed her way down the street. And as the yellow umbrella disappeared into the misty morning rain, I swear to you, I saw a beam of sunshine splash, splash, splashing down the street beside her. End of poem.
Wow, that's beautiful. I can imagine how your heart space opened singing the song. Well, it inspired you to put a song in the middle of a poem.
Well, I, when you were sharing about lightening the heart, I thought about that poem and was grateful to be able to share it with you.
My pleasure. Thank you. Wow. That brings joy. I feel joy in my heart.
Hey, anytime I share one of my poems, I feel joy. It is a gift. I am the scribe that writes it down, but it comes from spirit. It has to. It must.
Well, I believe it. I felt it. Absolutely. And I think that's what this whole conversation is about, being able to find ways to bring joy or to bring joy into our day, into our lives. And that's a perfect example of what it feels like to share your gift. You know, as we're talking about earlier, you know, being around other people who may be having a rough day, just we showing up with a smile,
yeah,
you know, could just really brighten someone else's day. And just knowing that we are that light that Neil just talked about, you know, in his writing, that we are that light, and we could shine, we could be the light to shine, whether we sing it or speak it. We are that light to and for one another.
I thought it was interesting what you said about the different ways from alpha, beta, theta, and to get out of beta, because I think a lot of times with the pace of things going, you know, if you watch the news a lot for a long time, mm-hmm. you have that kind of rushed feeling. So I think doing a chant like Dr. Ramona, or just going to music, I find a lot of times during the day, I will switch from that and put on some music. And making your own playlist, you have one workshop that you do about making your night sweeter with music. What are some things that you can say about music in the evening, how important music is in the evening before going to sleep?
Yeah, so one good habit is when you are preparing yourself for sleep, 2 hours before bed, Deepak Chopra or others recommend, 2 hours before bed, if you can maybe turn the TV off and start playing music, it'll start preparing your body for a peaceful night's rest. But what you're doing is sort of setting, regulating your whole mind, your energy around you when you're turning off. Nancy mentioned earlier about just sometimes the TV can take you in a place where you feel antsy. But when you switch that and put on music, it takes you to a place of more coming to calm and relax. So what I normally do is I say an hour or two before bed, I put on whatever song I feel that really starts bringing me into that space of relaxation. And even before I get to the bed, before I get to meditation and then sleep, once my body starts into that place, I could be preparing dinner with that music on. And it takes me to start winding down. And the more you prepare your body to start regulating into that wind down state, by the time you get to sleep, you are ready for a really peaceful night's sleep, opposed to just turning the TV off and going to sleep. Because you're when you're doing that regulation, it allows yourself to just come to that calm state. And everything, because everything vibrates, we are made of 80% water. So you're giving your body a chance to really come to that state of calm. And the thoughts of whatever the TV is left behind, when you are releasing it a few hours before bedtime, you're not carrying that energy with you to bed. You're not carrying the thoughts were. You're coming into that space, allowing yourself to come to that space of calm and peace. And I'm sure it could probably help your dream state as well. But just the fact that you're allowing your energy around you, because as I said, everything vibrates. Everything is energy, whether we know it or like it or not. Everything is energy, and it could be good energy or bad energy, but all energy affects us in one way or the other. And we want to be around energy that's beneficial to our bodies, because that's the purpose of being whole and being healthy, is to be able to find ways to create those spaces for ourselves to stay in wholeness and to stay in calm and peace. And the more we do that, the more we flourish. The younger we become, because believe it or not, the vibrations of music can really help us with youth, help us to stay younger, because stress does the opposite.
There's a song that I started playing sometime at night, and I noticed it made me feel well, because it's stating something, and that is "What a Wonderful World" by Louis Armstrong. Mm-hmm. When he sings it, I just feel like, oh, it really is a wonderful world, and embrace that going to sleep, because you know, his voice is calming, but just repeating. When you have a song that continually repeats something positive, I think it generates that same vibration in you. So you reflect back, what a wonderful world, rather than, oh my God, what's going to happen next? The world's so bad.
And the opposite is true too, when you think about, not say the opposite, but when you think about waking up in the morning, instead of it being the first thing, alarm clock that sort of jolts you out of bed, it could be a nice bird song, you know, that sort of just gradually wakes you up and sort of preparing you for the day ahead, because the jolt just sort of like springs you into anxiety, into that feeling of, oh my God, now what, you know, and it's like, it just sort of like, it's a ripple effect. Then the next thing, and everything just feels like that anxiousness. But when you can wake up into that calm, bird song, or whatever the feelings might be, then you can gradually, then you're setting the tone for the day more than the negative stuff that's anticipated because of that anxious feeling.
Yeah, and almost all of us have one of these. We have a phone and an alarm set to it. And I used to have something, you know, that would have a lot of, but I changed to these birds, and the birds are chirping. And so it makes me feel like I'm, you know, it doesn't wake me up right away, but before it goes into a tune, I have a Bach song, and I don't listen to Bach, but when it goes from the birds to that, I do wake up feeling, ah, it's a good day, rather than the angst of, oh, you know, I need to shut that noise off. But thank you for sharing, you know, those things, the transitions of how music throughout the day, and ways that you can use your favorite song to embolden you, make you anchored, and feel gratitude, or just feel good in the situations and things you go through in life or during the course of a day.
Yeah.
You know, you
go ahead.
No, I apologize. I apologize.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Oh, I was just going to say that YouTube has some wonderful meditation music, you know, 8, 10, 11, 12 hours. And what I do is I put it on in my front room. My computer is on the speakers, and then I take my phone and I do my, you know, my meditation at my bed. But I play the meditation music on YouTube throughout the night while I'm sleeping. And then when I wake up in the morning, because I go to the gym at 5 o'clock, I keep it playing until I come back, because I feel like it's just contributing energy to my home and the space when I come in and out of it. So it's just constantly there. And I haven't done a gentle alarm on the phone, but that's a great suggestion. I think it's time to. I have Mockingbird. It's a bird, but it's a get up and move song. So, but I do like the. I think it's such a privilege that, you know, somebody took the time to create a meditation video that's like, you know, 8-10 hours long. That's amazing.
Yes, Johnny has a couple of things that you can listen to. Can you share how to connect with your heart song and heart math?
Yeah, so what I put in the chat, and I could send this to you to later on as an email as well, but Heart Math has a really beautiful demonstration of the, I think there are three what they call coherent meditations that where you go into that space of gratitude. You can follow that along. They're free meditations. They're really beautiful. They're short, but they're very impactful. So it's called experience.heartmath.com/free. It's in the chat. And then the other thing that I would just put on one of my favorites is Jonathan Goldman, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, Goldman G-O-L-D-M-A-N, has a beautiful CD titled Ultimate Om. Ultimate Om, O-M. And I listen, this one, I'm like, Nancy, I just put this one on repeat and let it play while I sleep all night. And thank you, Nancy, for that recommendation of YouTube. That's exactly what I was about to say, that you can go to YouTube and type in, you know, songs for relaxation, songs for background music, just whatever your thought might be about trying to find relaxing music, song for abundance, songs for meditation. You'll find a plethora of music there on YouTube that you can just play. Oh, and I love the fact that they are at length, so you could, as short as you want them to be or as long as you want them to be, you'll find them there.
Well, speaking of stories and speaking of YouTube, you know, Powered by Age prompts everyone who's a creative writer, singer, storyteller to record your story with us. If you go to poweredbyage.com, you see a thing called spins, stories, poems, inspirations, and novelties. And within our group, Neil has some of his stories there and poetry. I have some poems, and other people are welcome to record theirs. So you can contact me at Powered by Age. If you just go to poweredbyage.com, there's a response place on there where you can say you'd like to get in touch with us and you can get involved with our regular podcast. We welcome storytellers. The stories that other people have told are great, as well as the meditations that other people have told. But each of you have a story. Each of you have got a meditation, or you have something that can inspire other people. So right now, as we're going into this holiday season, I'm going to say, make your gift. Write something that you want to share. Write something where you might have seen someone in a yellow jacket with a yellow umbrella that inspired you to write a poem, but instead of just thinking about it, you did it. So that as we go into the new year, we will have included in our spins or easy listening session stories by Ramona, Leslie, Suzanne, Nancy, more by Neil, and more by me. I have Heart Balm just for you, and I share that at different places and times. So I just thank all of you for this delicious conversation we've had today, and know that everybody's heart is being excited at hearing that you've been encouraged to feel love in your heart, to feel gratitude, to feel thankfulness at the times when people can get on your last nerve, that you've got a stronger nerve around your heart that you can employ. So I am Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C. I look forward to you being with us again next Thursday at 1. And tell a friend if you've heard something that you've liked and you want to let somebody else know that this is a way that they can share with other people who are doing positive things, that they can share their knowledge. You too could be the presenter for the day. So thank you so much, Jenny, for traveling and being with us. And we look forward to seeing and hearing more from your website. And again, would you tell people how they can get in touch with you online?
Yes, definitely. Johnny, J-O-H-N-N-I-E. Proby, P as in Paul, ROBY.com.
Good morning. Thank you again for joining in at 10. Speak up, listen up, act upon. We hope this morning, as you've listened to our guest, Johnny Proby, that you have got something you will act upon in changing your heart song, inviting more love, peace, joy, and gratefulness into it. Think about the music you listen to. We have quite an array of music throughout the day on CJSF. I'm sure you'll find something that resonates with you. Join me again at 10. And remember, when people ask me what time it is always love time, poem time.
Love time, poem time. Love time, poem time. Love time, poem time. Time for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time. Time for words to
You are listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.